Notice what it said. We was put into Christ. That means we were baptized into his death. Is he dead? That means if he put off death from himself and I'm in him, ain't no death in me. Whoa. Therefore, we are buried with him in baptism into death. Not only that we were baptized into his death, but we are buried. What are you, when you bury something, what are you doing? Why you put it away? You don't ever plan to fool with it again. How many of you have some loved one dead? You go out there every week and dig them up. Mm-mm. That's why you put them in, because you're not going out there and digging them up, because you done put them away for good. Huh? Jesus put death away. Oh, Jesus. He put it away. I said, he put it away for good. Thank you, Jesus. So therefore, we are buried with him by baptism, with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead, how? By the glory of the Father, even so, we should do what? Walk in the newness of life. Even so, we should walk in the, what you mean? Walk in the life that he lives in. What kind of life? Free from death, destruction, free from sickness and disease, free from poverty and lack. And all that sin brings, we walk free from it. It comes, but we don't give it any place. You remember he said in Ephesians chapter 5 and around verse 30, I think it's 26. He said, give the devil no place. Why? Because he don't have a place in you. Come on. Why shouldn't I give him no place? Because he don't have a place. Now you come, some of you that's, don't live at my house. And we got children, they come in, they just come up when they want to. And so we, here we come. They bring themselves and all the little ones. They don't ask, they don't ask, can we stay in your house or can we go upstairs to the bedroom? They just take on. Don't say a word. They don't even ask about coming to the table to eat. They don't ask anything. You know what they ask? You got no food in the house? Now that's what they say. But they never ask, can we eat? Can we come? Can we stay? No. You know, why do they do that? Now I want to say something to you. After I dismiss church, you come out there and try it. You know why you can't do it? You don't have no place in that house. All right. Now I can invite you in, but you just can't walk in and do it. Now they do it. The devil have no place in your life. The devil don't have no place. He's trying to take a place, but you rise up and say, no, you don't. This house belongs to God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. So you better get to hopping. And don't you think I don't have something to help you to move in the natural. Oh yeah, we got stuff around to help you to move. If you want to get a little sassy. You understand what I mean in the natural? You know, somebody want to try to argue with me, say, I'm coming here anyway. Okay, you watch this. I bet you'll leave faster. You can't. My point is, I'm not trying to be ugly but about you. My point is, I'm showing you what you got, what God has given you to deal with that devil when he's trying to rush up in your life and bring stuff in your life to bring you all kind of hurt, pain, and suffering, lack, and all that stuff. You can stop him. Yeah. You got the name of Jesus. You got the blood of Jesus. You got the word of God. You got the Holy Ghost. You got ministering angels. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So he said, so we walk in the newness of life. I don't walk in sickness and disease. I don't walk in lack and pain. I don't walk in those things. I walk in health and strength. I walk in victory. I walk prosperity. I walk in prosperity and success. I live victorious. Amen. I don't have to beg nobody for a place to stay. I don't have to beg nobody for take care of my obligation because God supplies my need. Amen. I don't have to beg for peace in my heart because God is in my heart and he's peace. Hallelujah. Although there's trouble all around, can you think of trouble going on? There's somebody's trouble right now. But it doesn't come nigh my dwelling. Why? Because I got somebody inside of me. I may not look like much to you, but it's more to me than you see. I promise you. I promise you. It's more to me than you looking at. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't think so, just start trying to mess with me. Amen. Amen. I'm not up here by myself. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. So he said that we should walk how in the newness of life. For if we have been, listen, if we notice that we were buried with him, we were what? Buried, put away with him. Did you get that? All right. If I've been buried with him, put away with him, then he's been raised from the dead. Now listen what verse 5 says. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Amen. Did he get up?
Yes.
Somebody should have said, he got up! Did he get up?
Yes.
Then he said we should be in the likeness of his resurrection. Is the devil making him sick now? Is he broke? Is he confused? Where is he? He's at the right hand of the Father. Is the devil up there at the right hand of the Father? He acted a fool one time and tried to do it, didn't he? He'll never do that again. Never. Never. And so he said to preach this. So just for a little while, I'm going to read and preach. Amen. So if you could put up 1 Corinthians 15:1. I don't know how much of this I'm going to read, but I'm going to read as much as I can read. We're going to preach, read and preach. Read and preach and teach. Do whatever. 1 Corinthians 15:1. This is in the Holman translation. They got it. Do you have it in the Holman? Okay. Are y'all listening? Brothers. Now, brethren, I want to certify you. I want to clarify for you this, the gospel I proclaim to you. That's what I want to do, make clear to this gospel. I'm going to take time to say this. I want to clarify to you this gospel. See, we have, take time to say this, because I'm moving after this. We have many, many religions. And there's some of them you can name: Buddhists, the Muslim, Hare Krishna. I saw New Age. I told you about that when I was on my trip to Colorado. I saw the New Age worship, and they were doing some strange stuff. And all of them claim their God is real. But I want you to listen to the scripture. Listen.